Hello, this is Chuck Solomon, and welcome to the Candidate Experience Podcast, where we focus on the job candidate journey from apply to onboard and the space in between. Let's get started. You care about the candidate experience. But have you ever wondered exactly how to bring your company to that next level and offer a world-class experience to your candidates? It's not easy. Fortunately, Candidate.fyi can help. Their solution guides candidates through your hiring journey, enhancing transparency and communication at every touch point. You'll also gain valuable insights on what's working and what's not with your hiring process. Best of all, it integrates directly with your ATS. Head on over to candidate.fyi and see how to transform your company's candidate experience today. Welcome to the Accidental Recruiter episode, where Dustin Laycock, Senior Recruiting Manager at Zello, is my special guest. You'll want to hear how his team is working hard to create a stellar candidate experience at Zello. We cover a number of important topics in this episode, including the candidate and employee journey from hire to retire, hackathons, and the importance of clear and genuine communications. Enjoy. Hey, Dustin, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, doing great. How are you?
I'm well. Can you let our listeners know a little bit about yourself and your current role and a little bit about the company you work for?
Yeah. First off, thanks for having me.
Sure.
This is definitely, something I'm really passionate about and I love talking about. So I was happy to jump at this opportunity. So my name is Dustin Laycock. I have been an accidental recruiter for going on 14 years now. I currently work for a company called Zello. Zello is really more of a scale up than a startup. I mean, we've been around 10 years, so I feel like we're kind of further along on that maturity curve, but we're still small. We're about 55 people today. And what we do is that we enable frontline workers or deskless workers through communication solutions such as push to talk. So we're really big on helping out all types of industries. We're not industry specific. One cool thing that we do is we offer our platform for free to first responders. And in fact, last year, I think we gave out something around $3.2 million worth of free licenses to first responders. So
that's awesome though, that you're doing that. I mean, anything that supports first responders is really good in my book.
Yeah, no, actually we've done that for several years now, from what I understand.
Excellent.
I wish I could take credit, but no, that program existed long before I got there. But as you get further along in your career, a company that gives back and a company that, has those types of values is super important. So
for sure. I think candidates are more and more these days are looking for that. What sort of impact and give back, and it is a for-profit company, but what are you doing to help out? I think that's more and more important these days, more than ever.
Exactly. And before this, I led recruiting operations and insights for Canva, which was a great rocket ship to be on. We had massive growth during the time I was there. So lots of fun stuff, lots of scale. And then before that, led recruiting at a few other Austin startups, CS Disco or Disco. It was a e-discovery platform for the legal industry.
Sure.
Retail Me Not and Bizarre Voice. And like all good recruiters, and I mean that sarcastically, I cut my teeth in the agency world. So.
So that's where you got your start. That's what led you into recruiting. Is your first start was in an agency?
Well, you know, minutes after I was born, I demanded my parents give me their resumes to make sure that they were qualified to raise me and that they checked all the boxes. Like anybody else, I did not go to school to be a recruiter. I did not grow up going to, what do you want to be when you grow up day at school, dressing like a recruiter. I started off my career in sales, and after a few years, really kind of found out I wasn't a fan of, hawking products to,
sure,
to companies. I will say, it did give me a great foundation in just how businesses run and how important it is to have the right people in order to succeed. And when you have the wrong people, sometimes you fail, right?
Right.
So I think early on, I really learned that lesson. So yeah, after a layoff in 2010, I went back to school, decided I wanted to do something that made a difference. So I thought, hey, I'll go get certified to teach, and I'll teach seventh grade history. And then two things happened, like right about the time I passed all my certification tests. So number one, across the country, a lot of great teachers were being laid off in right. other states, which really kind of flooded the hiring market in Texas. With tenured talent. And also most Austin area school districts where I live, they were going on hiring freezes. And so between those two things, I was like, well, we got to go back to the drawing board. And so I went to lunch with my wife's boss, who had a friend who had a recruiting agency. I went sure. in, had the worst interview ever. I had, it was really only the second time I had interviewed, and I walked out of it going, oh, I just blew that opportunity. Oops. And luckily, the guy who owned the recruiting agency called me back, said, hey, look, I'll give you a 6-week contract. We'll see what you can do. Ended up doing really great. Within, the first 30 days, he pulled me aside and said, I can't have you out there looking for full-time roles. So I'm going to bring you on full-time. And, yeah, just kind of took off from there.
That's a excellent story. And thanks for sharing that. It's an excellent story about the fact that people are nervous in interviews, using your words, your worst interview ever. interviewing really measures how well someone does at interviewing, and that might not always translate to how they do in an actual job. And I think you just illustrated my point really well. So,
yeah, it was actually really funny. I think, being in sales really kind of laid that foundation at the time. Email and in-mail weren't necessarily like the ways to get a hold of candidates. It was a lot of picking up the phone and hoping somebody picked up on the other end. And so, I used kind of that sales cold calling experience to do just that. And I quickly figured out, how many calls I needed to make a day to get right. responses and to get candidates in the pipeline, and really kind of worked my way backwards from there. And I think that's, that early sales experience really, really helped me there.
That's a great story. I ask nearly all my guests the same question: how'd you get started in this? And everyone's story is really unique, just as yours is. So I appreciate that. When we last spoke, you had mentioned that your company was doing a hackathon, and I kind of wish I recorded our conversation before, but I didn't. I thought it was really interesting, but I would love for you to share about, well, first, just in, a sentence, what is a hackathon? Because not every listener, especially ones that aren't working in the tech space, might not know what that is. But then talk about what happened and how that relates to candidate journey.
Yeah. So hackathons are mostly done with engineering and product groups, but Zello, really loves doing a company-wide hackathon. And a hackathon is basically where you put all work except keeping the lights on pause for an amount of time. And you really go to, you know, design basics and try to build out a prototype in a certain amount of time of a product or a feature, or, you know, in our case, a new way of doing things. And, you know, you show off the prototype, and then hopefully, you know, that work is kind of a seed to a broader implementation. So, but yeah, you know, one thing that that Zello has done for years is they've had these company-wide hackathons, and they actually travel away from Austin. So this year, we rented a bunch of Airbnbs in Playa del Carmen, and flew the entire company out there, split into teams. The HR team specifically really wanted to focus on what we call, you know, the candidate journey.
Sure.
Right. And then more broadly, what, you know, a lot of focus is also on the employee life cycle. So we wanted to kind of combine the two and look at what I've referred to as the hire to retire work stream, right?
Gotcha. Hire to retire.
So it's looking at everything from the prospect journey to the candidate journey, all the way through the employee journey. And so we decided to focus on early candidate experience, and we spent an entire day mapping out the candidate and employee journey and the touch points, and focused on the areas where we could specifically impact each from a more thoughtful perspective. And in order to create the best experience possible, I had heard on a Slack group that I'm in, somebody was talking about candidate FYI. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it. I thought it was brilliant. And, you know, pitched to the two co-founders, hey, I've got this hackathon. We just finished mapping out this journey. I'd love to do a prototype using candidate FYI to show the broader company. And it went over really great. And in fact, before we even left, my boss looked at me and said, hey, let's get this implemented. And so we came back, got the green light, and just finished implementation. Candidates, it's been really well received, and we're getting a lot of data that's very valuable from the pulse surveys. So,
can you talk about pre and post? Like, what was the candidate experience like before you had done this whole candidate mapping journey and candidate.fyi, and then, you know, how it is today? Or are you still too early?
You know, I don't necessarily think we were doing a bad job. I think we were doing a good job, but not a great job, in just the communication with candidates. And, you know, certainly, you know, we're a 10-year-old company, so there's a ton of information, right?
Right.
That, you know, you want to share, but you don't also can't do, you know, 6 phone calls with candidates, right? That just wouldn't be scalable. And so, you know, we really wanted to find a way to give all this information that's really going to help candidates be better candidates and know more about us and get excited about us, without, you know, and then figure out how to do that in a scalable way. So,
gotcha.
I would say it took us from good to great, honestly.
That's awesome. I've got to share something with you that I read earlier, and unfortunately I've read it too often, but, you know, there are a lot of layoffs in particular tech companies around the US and probably globally. And unfortunately a lot of recruiting folks are, you know, laid off as well. Because if you're laying off people, you're probably laying off your recruiters first. But I just read the story about this recruiter that, and I won't name names, but they said that they've been laid off for probably, I think, since the fall of 2022. So it's been a while now. And just today got a response back to a job that they had applied for back in December. And I was like, oh my, I mean, we're recording this the end of April, and that's for five months after applying to a job that, you know, they could have said, sorry, we're moving on, or sorry, we're, you know, but the person had kind of forgotten about it. And then just, it just went and reinforced the fact that it's a really tough hiring market right now. And I cringed when I read that. I haven't reached out to the person, but they're in my network, and I'm going to reach out to them to see if there's anything I can do to assist. But it's tough out there for a lot of recruiters that are laid off. Anyways, I wanted to share that with you here.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm embarrassed, yeah, too.
Well, and when you think about, like, you know, previous recessions or whatever you want to call this that we're in, you know, it didn't hit this close to home.
Right.
And, you know, I think, you know, as a consequence of the overhiring that happened, you know, at the end of the pandemic and post-pandemic, you know, unfortunately, we're seeing just a ton of just good humans and good people out there. I recently, you know, hired for my team, and I can tell you, I could have built the best, like, if I had to hire 20 recruiters, like, I would have had the best 20-person team.
Right.
And, like, you know, like an NBA all-star team. Like, there's so much good talent out there. It's just heartbreaking that, you know, there's not enough positions.
Yeah, that's for sure. If the company that didn't notify or failed to notify this person, like, I mean, I think you're really impacting your employer brand when you do things like this. And I get it. You don't want to close out things too early because, you know, someone might drop off, but it's, you know, people are hanging out there waiting to hear. And if people just let people know what's going on with the process, if you're not going to hire someone, let that person know. Don't wait 5 months to let them know. It's, I don't know. I was a bit embarrassed by it. So,
yeah. Yeah. No, that's, I think in our, you know, part of candidate experience is, you know, being transparent as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
You know, and if you can't commit to do that, then, you know, you shouldn't be posting a job.
I agree. Right? So switching gears here for a sec.
Yeah.
How do you get your hiring managers bought into this, you know, the importance of a positive candidate experience?
Yeah. So first I, you know, tell them, regardless of what they're hearing on the news and reading in articles, it's never going to be a quote unquote employer's market again. And
correct.
I'm not even convinced that even matters, you know? And what I mean by that is, you know, it's not going to be to the point where employers don't have to try as hard to be employers of choice, right?
Yep.
I think regardless of where this talent market sits, it's always important to create positive candidate experiences. So number one, it's just setting that expectation. You know, the business world is so connected these days through all sorts of technology and networking channels. Right. And, you know, I even think about Austin. Like, Austin's had a lot of growth. But still, you know, it's a very tightly networked city, and your reputation gets around quick. And so you always have to safeguard your reputation. And the best way you can do that when it comes to hiring is through your candidate experience. I also talk to hiring managers about how, hey, like, a great canning experience and a great reputation, they feed into a lot of things. It can lower time to fill because prospects know that you're a great company who cares about those that they interview.
Right.
It feeds in your ability to retain the people on your team today by showing, you know, you care about the external candidates. We're showing that we care about our internal employees. And when you do it right, you create these brand champions beyond your internal employees. You know, we a lot of times, you know, talk about creating brand champions by our internal employees, but we really should also be including everybody that we interview. My goal, you know, in a perfect world is to have every prospect, every candidate who doesn't join Zello to pick up the phone 6 months later as excited about us and our journey as they were when we last talked to them. And they're happy to pick up the conversation. Or conversely, they're happy to tell their friends. I think that's super important. So talking to hiring managers, hey, if you want to continue hiring or hire in the future, you have to be bought into balancing a process that finds out the data you need to assess candidates to make a decision while making candidate experience something that the candidate will talk about positively, whether or not they get the job. And by the way, a great candidate experience also makes for a more engaged new hire.
Totally agree.
So yeah, that's my soapbox rant about hiring managers and positive candidate experiences.
You can step off the soapbox now, but I appreciate it. So Dustin, do you have one tip that's either low budget or no budget that a company can do to improve candidate experience?
Wow, I have lots of tips, but the one that comes to mind is really around your communication, right? So always be thoughtful, always be honest, be genuine. That's really hard. And be vulnerable. Vulnerability is not a weakness. You know, I think saying, you know, when you mess up, owning it with a candidate. I think when, you know, sometimes, you know, delivering the bad news, it's hard, but, you know, being honest with a candidate, a lot of times, you know, are more appreciative of that than your generic, you know, thanks, but no thanks email. I think, you know, a great example of this that happened recently when I was hiring for my recruiter role, I talked to a ton of great candidates and there was a ton of great candidates that were still in application stage when we closed that. And I could have just sent out my generic, hey, like we've closed the role. Thank you for your interest. We'll be in touch, you know, should something open back up. And when I really thought about that, like that just did not sit well with me. You know, these are my peers. These are, you know, people that are, you know, really kind of hurting right now and need to hear, you know, it's going to be okay. And so I sat down and I wrote this, you know, I took a couple hours and really wrote this thoughtful, you know, message to every person that I had interviewed or that had applied and, you know, was talking to him about, hey, like, this has happened to me. This has happened to my wife. You know, I've seen this before and I can tell you, like, it's accidentally how I ended up in recruiting. When I was going through that, here are like some 5 things that I did on a daily basis, whether it was like, you know, get up and get dressed. You know, if you're having a bad day, and conversely, if you're having a bad day and, you know, it just needs to be a day to sit on the couch and whatnot, watch Netflix, you know, own that, be okay with that.
Right.
But, you know, apply to a certain amount of jobs a day, build a skill, you know, get some of the honeydews out of the way, so to speak.
Right.
Like cook dinner, you know, like do all these things, you know, just to keep your mind in a positive place. And, you know, like everything else, markets come back, you know.
Right.
I'm sure, you know, all those FANG companies are going to go build up huge recruiting teams again in the not so distant future. And so I think just that personal response really resonated well with candidates. In fact, I had quite a few reach out and just say thank you. And, you know, it really, really affected me. Still does today. So.
Well, I appreciate your vulnerability there and you sharing. I appreciate that. If listeners wanted to get a hold of you, how could they do so?
LinkedIn is always great. You can always reach out to me at dustin@zello.com. And I'm toying with the idea of a Substack, starting kind of a blog, so to speak. But I'm not quite there yet. So maybe that'll happen in the next few months.
Tiny steps.
tiny steps. Yes, yeah. For sure.
Well, Dustin, I appreciate you spending your time this afternoon and sharing your insights. And I just want to say thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for the opportunity. I really enjoyed our conversation.
Thanks for listening to the Candidate Experience Podcast. You can reach out to us via our website, thecx.xyz. That's thecx.xyz.